Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Yotes, Baba Kama 19b, pagination is 38, starting from the last of the small lines, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Ketzad HaShein Moedes, what is the case of Shein, which is eating, but we said encompasses all kinds of activities that the animal does, Lahana Osa, for its pleasure. So we said that there are going to be parameters regarding what it's going to eat. And the Mishnah tells us, le'echol es ha-ra'uy lo, eating what's normal for it to eat. So that an animal definitely can do damage with its mouth by chewing things, but they might fall into the category of keren, which we described as malicious activity. It's purposely damaging. Shein is that it's doing it in its normal way for its personal benefit. It's chewing to eat. And that would apply when it's a normal food. Habehema mu'edes, therefore an animal is mu'ad, le'echol peros v'yirakos. It would be liable, the owner would be liable if it's eating food, fruit, and vegetables. Achla ksuso kelim, if it eats a garment or vessels, it chews it up, it swallows it, whatever it does, but mishalim chatzi nezek, that's the category of keren. Even though the animal might not be liable for shein, but it possibly would be liable for keren. Likewise, the location in which the damage was done will also govern what level of liability there is. B'med devarim amurim b'shus hanizik, shein is liable in the domain of the person who got damaged. It has to be a rishus hayachid, a private area. But if it was the public area, someone just left a bushel of apples in the middle of the street, Potter, the owner, is Potter, not liable for such eating that his animal did. V'menis, but if the owner benefited, mishalemis mashanenis, he's going to be liable for what he benefited. So if the animal ended up skipping a meal because of what the animal ate, so then that amount of benefit the owner would have to pay. So again, you have this scenario where he's absolved on grounds of it happening in the public area, but there's still a different type of liability that he could be liable for, and that's the amount he benefited. Ketzat, for example, mishalemis mashanenis, what would be the case of paying for what you benefited? Ochla mitocha rechova mishalemes mashananis. If he ate from the middle of the road, so that's only what you benefited. Mitzidei arechova, from the side, which was considered a place where you were allowed to put things. It was a private, designated type of area. Mishalemes mashayizika, then you would be liable for what you damaged. Mipesachanus mishalemes mashananis, by the doorway of the store, you pay what you benefited, because that's public. Mitocha chanos, inside the store, mishalemes mashehizika, you pay what was damaged. Now, one of the questions that gets asked is whether it's normal for this particular animal to be eating this particular thing. You could have meat that makes sense for one type of animal and doesn't make sense to a different type of animal. You could have bread that makes sense for one and not for the other. An animal that's normal to be eating that food, even al yedei hadchak, even if it's only when it's under pressure, it's very hungry, that's when it eats it, that's still considered a legitimate food for that animal. But if it started chewing on something that's not a legitimate food, even al yidei adchak, then it would be keren chatzi nezek and not shein as nezek shalein. Counting up from the bottom of the page, about 8 lines, Amar Rav Papa said, Hashta de Amrit, now that you established, kol midi de lav urche va'ochlo laya yidei adchak shemei achila, anything that's not normal to be eaten, but it does eat it when it's stuck, that's called eating. So hai shunra, a cat, de ochal tamri, that ate dates, v'chamra, or a donkey, de ochal binisa, that ate fish, mishalem nezek shalim, they're going to pay, the owner will pay, full damage, because it's considered shein, it's not considered so unusual that it never does it, and therefore it's still shein. Hahu chamra, there was a donkey, de ochal nama, it ate bread, upalse lesalo, and then it chewed up the basket. Chayve Rav Yehuda l'shalom nezek sholim. Anamo ve'asalo chatzi nezek. Rav Yehuda obligated them to pay full on the bread, but on the basket, only half. Ve'amai, why is that? Kevin de urche lemechal nama urche nama lefluse sala. The Gemara assumes that once it's normal to eat the bread, it's normal to eat the basket. It chews it up once it's going, and that's all considered shein, according to the Gemara assumption. It actually considered it a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Why is he ruling as he did to make a distinction between the basket and the bread? And the Gemara explains the case of Rav Yehuda was a very unique case. The Achal Vahodar Polis, first it ate the bread, and then after it ate the bread, it went ahead and ate the basket. So that it was not right away, it wasn't at the same time, it wasn't joined one with the other. And that's why he considered it to be a Shinui and Karen, which only pays Chatzi Nezek. Indeed, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Tzadi Aleph, Se'if Dalid, Behema Sheruas Alechem Besal, an animal that saw bread in a basket, and it broke the basket, destroyed the basket to access the bread, so then it's Mishalem Nezek Shalem, it's all full damage, even on the basket, because that's normal in order to access the bread. Avalam ochla lechem techila, but if it first ate the bread, va'achakach shibra asal, and then only afterwards did it break the basket, and a mishalim ala sala lechatzi nezek, the basket is only considered damaged by way of keren, and it's only chatzi nezek, and it's only migufo, based on the value of the animal, but not whatever assets the mazik has, because that damage was being done independent of the normal eating, and therefore it's in its own category of keren. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.